Well, it is a tough one for us. I mean, the players spent what they had. You know, there was nothing left on the bench. You know, you'll want to run your top end about 17, 18 minutes in a night like tonight, and a lot of those guys have 23 minutes on them, and they gave everything they had.
Any update on Brian Little?
No, just you saw the shot, so we'll see how he progresses. Fortunately, we got a break in our schedule now, and hopefully he'll be fine.
Thoughts on Hutch's play tonight?
Well, he was spectacular. To be honest with you, that's pretty much the only game we've seen from him going back to the end of last year. He looks the same every night. There's a lot of traffic. He fights through it, controlled his rebounds, likes to play the puck. Yeah, he's just outstanding. We needed that tonight. Look, you have 4-6 with a well-rested hockey club. Your goaltender has to be good. And both goaltenders I thought were real good, but Mike was spectacular.
Like you were able to generate enough on
2K.
It seemed like you had quite a few good looks.
Yeah, at times, right? We had some good ones. Tonight wasn't about how much you could generate. You know, it was in a lot of ways, these games are survival. When you're 4-6 is tough coming off the schedule that we've had. We've 10 of our 15 on the road. We've been out east 3 times. It hasn't been easy for them. And when you lost Brian there, at the start of the third, it was a perfect storm, and they kept fighting and competing. And I got nothing negative to say about the road trip or the month, for that matter. We've been a good hockey team.
On that note, big picture, 5-6 this week coming out here.
Yeah, it was a good trip. You know, I think we're 8-4-2 on this road trip. I don't know if that math 8-4-3 in the month of November with 10 on the road. So we've played some real good, solid, hard hockey, and we've spent all the energy that we had this month, and we need this rest. We need this time off and get everybody healed back up for another push.
Every team is tough. What does it mean to stick to your structure in a game against the Bruins, a team that's done it for so long?
Well, it's tough for me to analyze this game and say this is where we're at, because there weren't a lot of clean plays. You know, we had some chances. They probably at the end had better chances. We were good early in the game. Came off it. Sometimes it's about the other team too. They got a little quicker, and we didn't have an answer at times, but we still found a way to get in alone and get the 2-on-1. And both goalies were just so good. It was probably fair based on the goaltending that game went to overtime. And I'm proud of the way our team played.
What impressed you most about your group during this month?
You know what? They never went out in a night where I was concerned. The setup said to me that this could be a real problem night. That's either on back-to-back New York, Chicago, when you know you shouldn't have anything in the tank. But really, our first game home after long trips, because we played back-to-back and then came home and played the next night on the road. So our first game home against Nashville and found a way to win. You know, our first game back home there you know, Detroit, New Jersey, you know, found a way to win. Then Detroit and St. Louis are tough opponents at the end of that schedule. So the way they never came off their game when fatigue or the other, you know, those trap games that we always talk about going into Buffalo. Mind you, they beat Montreal tonight, so that's 4 of their last 5. So maybe we were a little better than we gave ourselves credit for.
Does Parolke look like he was hobbling a bit when he came off in the last shift?
Yeah, he's fine. I think he's fine. I didn't get anything on him. Everybody's hobbling now. There's nobody that's not carrying a nice bag to the bus tonight.